We are so close to done. I bet you can kind of feel it. This week was probably a little bit of a slog. Not that there was a ton of work, but it was just, different, unusual, more, whatever. So I just kind of want to do my summary again. And just for the record, this is probably one of the harder weeks because of the contents. Like, everything is going wrong in some regard. When we fail to live up to our standards, and that's important, right? So I'm going to kind of give you the thread that ties all this together. We set for ourselves standards, and we don't meet those outcomes, it bothers us. And whether or not anyone else knew about those intentions and outcomes, it still bothers us, and we can stew on it, and it can get into our head and really kind of make us miserable. But that's also the weird part, right? Because we don't realize that other people have intentions and hit them or don't hit them. We just sort of always look at these outcomes. And so, just for the record, this is probably not one of the most uplifting weeks of work you'll do regarding a good life, but it's important. And just so you know, in terms of how you should feel about all of this stuff, when I'm reading these, I'm not grading your life, right? I'm spot checking that you answered the assignment. So, and that's why I actually provide very little feedback or comment. I don't want any of you to think that, oh, he thinks I did this, or I'm good. That's not the point, right? Most of this is really about engaging these exercises. So for example, with this new set of exercises, the first day reflection, again, I do all of this in some form or fashion. So I do a kind of a temperature check on how do I feel, why do I feel that way. I do a gratitude journal, and then I do this end of day. So how did it go for real, and what can I do differently? And one of the reasons that's important is it does the both and, really. If things went well, then you should be grateful for what went well. And if you did fall short somewhere, something's stewing in your head, acknowledge it and have a plan for what you will do differently tomorrow, right? This is all about rearranging your mindset. And that's it, right? So it's not really about sitting and wallowing in the bad things. It is like, okay, how do I reframe all of this and move forward? Taking that into the eulogy exercise, this can be very difficult for people, but I'll tell you it's useful for two reasons. One of them being, just as I said, we often know our intentions and then we're upset that the outcomes aren't right, but many people don't even know what your intentions are. And this is a weird exercise, not to be morbid, but to step outside of yourself for a moment and think about people who are important to you. And what do they think of the outcomes, right? Even if you intended to do something well or to do something good for somebody, did it get perceived and received that way, right? It's a different temperature check to realize, oh, I'm trying to do all of this really good stuff and maybe it's falling short. Or maybe in some ways you surprise yourself. It's like, man, I've been setting up these really big goals and maybe I don't feel like I'm hitting them, but man, maybe I am. Maybe I'm hitting them better than I think. Maybe I've got people who appreciate me more than I believe. And that's the point, to realize you're probably doing more than you think. The other thing that kind of makes this hard is, and I'm glad all of you sort of adopted the right mindset, it's hard to imagine this in the future, right? I mean, this is not like plan your eulogy for 2 weeks from now. Really, we're like, plan your eulogy for, let's see, for me, I'll be lucky 30 years, but for some of you, maybe 50 years, right? Think of it way down the road. What does that really look like? If you've got extended family, right? That's something you may not have thought of before. And that's one of the things I want to kind of keep going towards as we end, is what that future could really be, because most of us only think really in the, we're taught a long range plan of 7 to 10 years, but in the span of your life, that's a short term plan. We'll talk more about that later. I guess on that note, that's the second point of the eulogy exercise for the couple of handfuls of you that said things about maybe wanting to know more about how to start a mission statement, this is really one of the first steps, oddly, because what it does is you start thinking about who's around you, and that tells you what roles you perform in your life. Are you a parent? Are you a sibling? Are you a co-worker? Like, what are the roles that you play in your life? And then if you do want them to say really positive things about you and great things about you, then what should you be doing? And it's one of those odd things, like, for the most part, we're probably trucking along pretty well, but you might have a bit of an aha moment, like, you know, maybe I'm not the best sibling, and maybe I should change something, or maybe I'm not the best child. You know, maybe I haven't really, and not necessarily live up to expectations of your parents or whoever, but maybe you realize I don't show them I'm appreciative enough. And you start to even think, well, man, if I'm a parent in the future, so maybe we're already parents, but if you're a parent in the future, you know, what did I want them to think of me? And I go, so this will really help you align, man, this is the way my life should sort of look, at both in my intentions and my outcomes. And that's why I said this is sometimes a really good starting point for your mission statement. So that having all been said, keep up the good work. We're just down to the last 2 weeks, what that looks like. This week is relatively easy read, discussion, exercise. The last week, relatively easy read, discuss, and then the final paper. But when we talk about the lifestyle inventory, remember to go back and check, how did you really rate your life at the beginning? So, and that was a comment in one of the answers to the papers this last week. So keep up the good work.